you're tuned in to the holiday edition of Rosie on the House. Do your friends, family, and neighbors a favor. Tell them to contact them and tell them to tune in. Let's see if we can't make an impact on driving up the quality of life for all our Arizona homeowners, our Arizona friends. Romy, let's get back to the calls. We've got several people on hold. We do have an open line if you'd like to sneak in. It's toll-free wherever you are in Arizona. Jennifer pays for the phone call, 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE-4-U.
Barb in Litchfield, welcome to the program.
Hi, Rosie and Romy.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, too. It's a glorious morning.
It just doesn't get any better than this, especially when you turn on the Weather Channel and see what some other people are suffering through, isn't it? Barb, are you ready for all your holiday guests?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I think we are, with the exception of our water problem.
Uh-oh.
Our water softener seemed to be on its last leg, and instead of replacing it, I was wondering if there's something better that we could do that doesn't involve lifting 40-pound bags of salt all the time.
Okay. Barb, you are in a salt system that is actually softening water.
Yes.
I can tell you that the alternative, unproven other means of treating water will not satisfy you. You have grown accustomed to using a lot less soap. You've grown accustomed to having a lot less dry skin, softer hair, cleaner clothes. You've grown accustomed to non-calcium buildup on your faucets. All the alternative. See, here's where a lot of these alternative systems trick you, is they call it water treatment systems. Now, Barb, I can come out to your house, and I can fill a 5-gallon bucket of water and stir it with a paddle, and I'm treating the water. I'm actually aerating the water, and I can call that water treatment. Many of these alternative systems don't do anything that can be verified by third-party independent testing laboratories. We did a detailed analysis of this industry and wrote a pretty detailed article on this. You can find that article by just going to rosieonthehouse.com and type into the search engine water treatment. And you'll get every time we've talked about it on the radio, every newspaper article we've ever written about it, and it is a huge education. While we're on the topic, if you want softened water, the only economic means of doing that is with sodium. Now, you'll hear a lot about salt-free systems. All I can tell you is the amount of sodium in a glass of softened water is about the equivalent of 1/4 of a piece of bread. You will eat more sodium by eating a sandwich or drinking a soda pop than you will by drinking soft water all day long, unless you are on an extreme sodium reduced diet. It isn't even a factor.
And the chances are they've got another filtering device for your drinking water anyway.
Yeah,
most
so,
of them come with a reverse osmosis because...
Right, we do have
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, Barb.
It's even filtered after it's softened for drinking consumption.
Yeah.
Unless you're drinking in the shower out of the head, but...
You know,
not lately.
Barb, I'll tell you, if I could be sheriff for a day, if I could be king for a week... I would force these water treatment companies, and many of them have been up in front of the Attorney General. If you study the history of them, they've had to go and explain themselves to the Attorney General 2 or 3 times over the last couple decades.
Oh, my.
They really make many, many misleading claims that can't be substantiated, have no independent testing laboratory verification. And I'm telling you, you've grown accustomed to true softened water. You better just stay with a true water softener. In your part of Arizona, we have 2 Rosie certified partners, Water Treatment Technologies, and All About Water. And those are the two companies we trust. Down in Tucson, for those of you who are listening, of course, it's Culligan down there. And then up in northern Arizona, it's Northern Arizona Water Quality in Sedona and Prescott Valley. So we've got water treatment people all through the state. They're the ones that can answer your question the most honestly. The industry is full of misinformation, bad information, misleading information, and irresponsible marketing and advertising.
Wow.
Take a breath.
it just burns me up, Barb. It really does.
Okay. Well, I thank you for that. And a note, a little footnote to the first gentleman you spoke to. We can totally relate to the ceiling thing because my husband tried to change ours and ended up falling off the ladder and breaking his neck. So it is dangerous.
Not good. Is he okay?
Oh, now he's okay, but it was scary.
That's terrible.
All right. Thanks for sharing that with you.
Number
Thanks.
One injury is a homeowner is ladder fall offs.
Yeah. It is.
Wow. Sorry you were one of those, Barbara. Your husband was one of them. Glad to hear he's better.
Ooh, man.